Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It is the holiday season, and like the striking of a clock, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is once again everywhere and firmly planted in the Billboard Top 40. Released in 1994, the song has become a classic. And my guest argues that not only does it deserve to be topping the charts, but has earned a place in the Great American Songbook. Adam Ragusa teaches journalism at Mercer University. He also hosts The Pub. That's a podcast for the public broadcasting publication Current. And Adam, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thanks for having me, Virginia.
Okay, Adam, you say this deserves a place in the Great American Songbook, which makes me think of Cole Porter or George Gershwin or Irving Berlin or something like that. Not even a good pop song. So what's the distinction there?
Well, when you look at the popular music of the early part of the 20th century, it is primarily a style of music that is coming out of jazz more than anything else. It's also very informed by the classical tradition and the music theater tradition, musical comedy. But it's primarily coming from jazz. And then this big thing happens, rock and roll happens in the middle of the 20th century. And then from that point onward, popular music tends to be primarily inspired by rock and roll. If we look at the differences between jazz and rock and roll, there are many. But the one that I think is particularly relevant to understanding this Mariah Carey song is that jazz-influenced popular music has lots and lots of chords, just lots of chords, a much bigger, broader harmonic palette. Whereas one of the distinguishing features of rock and roll was harmonic simplicity, three-chord songs, four-chord songs, and not just a small number of chords at play in any given song, but very, very simple chords at play in any given song, right? So this sort of funny thing happened to pop songs in the middle of the 20th century, where in the first half, they tended to have these very rich harmonic palettes, lots and lots of chords. And then in the second half, it tends to get a whole lot more simple. And I don't think that's bad, by the way. There's, you know, I love all kinds of popular music from across the entire century. But it just is, right? And one of the things that I like about All I Want for Christmas Is You is that harmonically, it's right out of the first half of the 20th century. There are 13 different chords that I have counted in my little back of the envelope harmonic analysis of this thing, which is just a lot more than you would see in a rock and roll influenced pop song. And there's also specific flavors of chords that you just don't hear in contemporary music much these days, particularly diminished chords. There's this wonderful diminished seventh chord that I think is just the most Christmassy chord that I've ever heard. And part of that is because it's a chord that actually occurs in one of the most famous early 20th century Christmas songs, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, which is you know, one of the classic Irving Berlin songs. And in fact, I can go ahead and play that for you here if you'd like. Before anyone judges my piano playing, I'm playing on an iPhone, okay? It's not easy. All right. So Mariah Carey's song starts here on a home chord, tonic chord. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Goes to a four chord. I don't care about the presents. And here's our special chord, our diminished chord. Underneath the Christmas tree, I just want you for my own, right? Okay, that little spicy half diminished seven, two, seven chord. Love that chord, and we hear it the exact same way in Irving Berlin's tune where he goes, when the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I feel toastier and cozier.
Yeah. It's like mulled cider with a little bit of bourbon thrown in for good measure, right? It's not the kids' Christmas. It's the Christmas that the adults are having after the kids have gone to bed. These are adult chords.
So I'm not sure that I could have picked out these half diminished sevenths, as you said, but there is a feeling there. The adult Christmas chord, I guess we'll call it for right now, although that sounds a little bit nasty.
I think that I love nasty.
Well, how does Mariah's vocal performance contribute to this, what you think is classic feel? I mean, the song does not seem to have her typical vocal acrobatics, you know, miasma, I think they call it.
I think the word you're looking for is melisma. miasma was the fog that the medieval Europeans thought caused the plague. But that's pretty funny when you it's pretty funny when you think about it that way, because I think a lot of people regard the influx of, like, you know, nonstop AM radio Christmas channels around this time of year to be a kind of miasma. So I like where you're going there, Virginia. But anywho, so yeah, there's a couple of things going on here with Carrie's performance and the broader arrangement. Although I think that harmonically, the song is very much inspired by that kind of classic early 20th century popular music. In terms of every other aspect of the song, its arrangement, its melody, the rhythm, everything else is directly inspired by a 1972 record by Phil Spector called A Christmas Gift From Me to You. And in particular, a song on there called Christmas. Great title. I think it has a subtitle of Baby, Please Come Home. And that's one that, you know, as soon as people hear it right now, they'll recognize it.
Let's just hear that now. So yeah, Phil Spector's wall of sound. Is that what you think they were going for with the Mariah Carey song?
Oh yeah, that is the explicit cultural reference that Mariah Carey's song is making. I doubt that she or her co-writer really intended to kind of be alluding to Irving Berlin. I think that's just something that they probably did subconsciously. And there's some debate as to how that happened. Both Mariah Carey and her co-writer have been interviewed several times about the composition of this song. And the way they tell the story, Carey kind of came in with that melody. You know, she didn't have any chords behind it or anything like that. She just had the melody. And so she sat with him at the piano and he wrote some chords to it and they finished the song. However, you can tell that her melody arpeggiates up and down chords. That means just sort of singing up and down the notes of the chord rather than singing in the notes in between the chords. So she's outlining the chords with the melody. So I think that we can probably credit Mariah Carey to a great extent with the harmonic structure of this song. So I think that was subconscious, that kind of callback to those kind of Irving Berlin chords. What they were going for, what they went in there with the intention of doing, was doing a Phil Spector style Christmas song. And it's funny is that Phil Spector, with that 1972 record, was himself trying to be retro and call back to something older, specifically Motown versions of Christmas songs from the 60s, like when the Jackson 5 did Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. That's the kind of vibe he was going after.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I don't know. You must do this when you're wheeling your cart around at Target, thinking about what's happening with the music that's playing. I don't know if
sure,
everybody
yeah.
does. But how about that thought? I feel like I am more drawn to the more melancholy Christmas fare. Maybe as you're talking, I'm realizing it's because that was the music that my mother was playing. You know, she was playing Perry Como. We were playing the Jackson 5 when we were kids. And maybe I just started getting cynical about Christmas by the time All I Want for Christmas rolled around.
Oh, why would you ever be cynical about Christmas?
Oh, okay. Cynical must not be the right word.
No, being cynical is the proper reaction to have to the way that contemporary Americans celebrate the holiday of Christmas. I don't think you have anything to feel bad about right there. No, without a doubt, Mariah Carey's song is a piece of bubblegum fluff. It does not have a lot of depth to it in any direction except for harmonically. It's got cool chords, and that's all I'm trying to get people to appreciate.
So our next guest is going to be defending Paul McCartney's and Wings' Wonderful Christmas Time. Where do you stand on that one?
Yes. No, 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 no. Take the station off the air right now.
Okay, Adam, if you say so. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Adam Ragusea teaches journalism at Mercer University, and he's also host of The Pub. That's one of our favorite podcasts. It's for the public broadcasting publication Current. You'll find a link to read his article, All I Want for Christmas is Diminished Chords, at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.